on The Run Home, US Sport with Steve Salisbury for SportsLinkInternational.com, the USA Sports Tour Specialist. In the
USA. Oh, hey, nice to see you, Stevie boy.
Good seeing you. I actually bet 10 grand on Melbourne in that grand final. How the hell could someone remember that from 60? Who gives a rip what that guy did, what Robert Walls did? How can you...
First time caller. He just had it sitting there for that long.
How long had that guy been stewing on that, man?
16 years.
16 years.
Yeah. 16 years.
I mean, it's a rhetorical question. Obviously, it's 16 years.
No, it's not a rhetorical.
It's actually not quite 16 because it's really 15 and a half. Yeah.
I reckon you're rounded up. You're looking for trouble this weekend. You just got that look in your eye.
Do I?
Bad stuff.
I shaved.
You want to do bad stuff.
I shaved before I came in to see you guys.
He walked across the road. He had the shades on. He had the earpiece hanging out the ear, talking on the phone. The satchel across the chest.
Kanye West coming through.
Kanye
kind
West.
Of weird. How about that guy?
I don't think I look anything like Kanye West.
Not so sure about
that.
Let's
be honest. Seriously.
Same attitude.
No.
Same grip on reality.
See, that's funny, actually. That's funny. So you know what's going on right now?
What's going on?
In USA? The NFL Combine. You guys are familiar with the concept of the Combine?
I've only seen the highlights.
It's the draft camp. That's the old AFL draft camp. They pitched our name.
So, yeah, they did, actually. They did. It was actually inspired by the AFL. I heard that that NFL teams used to send teams over here to see how things were happening out at,
they did.
At Windy Hill.
Out of the King Club in Montana. That's where we used to do it.
That's right. I think Bill Walsh came over here a few times and sat down with them, you know, with
Tony Jewell.
Yeah. Vince Lombardi came over to talk to who would have been
club?
Like one of the great John Kennedy.
Yes. Ronald Dale Barassi.
Ronald Dale.
It could have been Ron Barassi. So Vince Lombardi came across and goes, how are you guys doing it over there? That's quite funny.
He was. Vince and Ron were great mates.
Yeah.
Just the idea of that makes me laugh. But do not disrespect
the great Ronald Dale Barassi.
I'm not disrespecting. The idea that Vince Lombardi, I'm guessing.
Don't bring your accent in here and diss my man Ron.
He's got a statue at the MCG.
I've seen it. So does Lee Matthews.
Vince Lombardi does not have one there.
No, he doesn't.
Exactly right.
He's got a street named after him, though.
We've all done that.
Do you?
Have you got a street?
No, but maybe one day.
Maybe. I hope so.
As a kid, I've been sitting on something for a long time. As a kid, I lived in an area called Parkway.
Parkway. Right?
Parkway. And in Sacramento. And there was Art Parkway. So one night, Art Parkway, my buddies and I went and grabbed a felt tip pen and just quietly put an F in front of the art. And seriously, for like about 3 or 4 weeks, we would stop on our bikes and laugh for like 10 minutes before they ever took that down.
How old were you? 24, 25?
Yeah, I was 34.
Hey, before we go any further, Half, you alerted us to the news a little while ago that Matthew Yench had done a preseason and decided to retire.
That's correct.
Today.
Today.
Yeah, we got Tommy Wren out of the tap, and he's joined us. G'day, Tommy.
How are you, boys? Great to be on board, although not in the best circumstances, unfortunately.
What's happened?
Yeah, what's the story?
Well, look, boys, it's a bit of an unusual one, isn't it? 26 years of age, you would think in the prime of his career, 74 games in, the season and a half he had before that injury in round 7 last year, really solid. Look, it's a tricky one, boys. There's no doubt, I think, that Matty, just talking to a few people in and around the club, has struggled, I think, emotionally and mentally with the injury and what it takes to come back. He's got a very lovable personality, but I think he's one of those guys that likes to be active, and I think he's battled a little bit with that. And there's also, and the club has said this in its statement, there's been some issues in his life personally, which he's having to deal with, a couple of incidents where he's going to be fronting the courts in the next month or so. So whether or not that has weighed on him, I think, may be another factor. And I think as well, just talking to some people, they just said right now his headspace just isn't at the football club. He's just not there at the moment. So I think he felt and the club felt it was best to get away. So look, unfortunate from a football sense, but clearly now our thoughts are with him to hopefully get back on track and to get his life in order and to, you know, really get that next phase of his life, you know, back to where he wants it to be.
Tommy, do you know if this is a final outcome for Matty Yench? Because you said then right now, and then in his statement that I was reading on Super Footy before, it says, right now I've lost the passion. So is there a door ajar? Should it come back? Should things change? Or is this the end?
No, I think there probably could be half. You know, we've seen it with players before. And you don't want to cast aspersions and put him necessarily in the basket of suffering some mental issues at the moment. But if that was the case, we've seen players before, you know, return and recover and get themselves back on track. So I would think if he can keep himself at a fitness level and he can sort out those off-field issues, then I don't think you could rule it out. So that might be something that he comes back to. And let's hope he does. The other thing, I suppose, without being too insensitive, is what does happen now, Harf, in terms of Adelaide and its list? Well, they can upgrade a rookie. It's effectively like having a player injured for the season. And look, boys, for mine, the two that would be right at the top of the running, either Riley O'Brien, the ruckman, or young Jono Beach. So they're the two, I would think. It will come from one of those two to be upgraded.
Hey, good on you, Tommy. We were scratching our head over here, but to get some of the background like that from you was fantastic. Have a great weekend, won't you?
Good on you, boys. Back a winner. I don't have anything right now. I'll text it through and hopefully I'll avoid all the critics from the weekend.
Yeah, text it through.
He's always got something for us.
Text us through. Former Adelaide Cup winning jockey Tom Wren. Back to the tap.
Back to the tap.
Back to the tap.
Yeah, and he did say that there might have been a few other issues outside of footy that were contributing to this, Marco. That would make a little bit of sense for the timing of this, because very rarely do you get in a position where you've gotten through a pre-season and you think that's the end. Normally you do that before you get to that.
Could be something very serious, actually, because there's a really weird time to back out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, after
it could be that the team's actually telling him to get right. Could be that.
You never know in this situation.
No.
Not from what Tommy's just told us.
Yeah, so we're sending him our best. It's 72 games, just 26 years of age, so he's got a lot of life to live.
Well, let's get this hour back on track.
Different stops. A little more patient now, more of a teacher right now. Curry, and there's the record!
Steph Curry, I've only seen the highlights. This has been whizzing around all day.
He's taking 51 points.
50.
You want to hear a really good podcast? Andrew Bogut, there's a guy called Bill Simmons.
Yep.
In the US.
It's big news.
He creates a podcast.
How many people listen to the Bill Simmons podcast?
Oh, a lot. No, Bill's big. Yeah, Bill's good. He was actually on the show with Ed and me years ago. We interviewed him. And I did. It was such a long interview. If you've ever read his articles, they're all like 14,000 pages.
Yeah,
they do.
They do go forever.
And the interview we did went forever, and we had to do it over like three shows. It was so long. So episode two of the Bill Simmons interview. Anyway, he did in his podcast. He had a 45-minute conversation with Andrew Bogut.
Yep.
And if you want to get any insight into that team, the mindset of that team, I came away after listening to Andrew talk about the Warriors and Steph Curry that. Yeah, I was real impressed with Andrew, first of all. It changed my tune. I thought that Ben Simmons should not play on the Boomers. Now I think he should, because that team loaded up actually has a chance to get a medal. And I really think that we should get him on, even though I said the other day that I think it'd be foolish.
What's
to
that
do
team?
It. Who, Bogut? The Boomers.
Yeah, Bogut. Let's go through them. Patty Mills.
Oh, your team's called the Boomers.
Yeah, I know that.
Delavid Dover.
Can we just go through?
Yeah, Joe Ingles.
Delavid Dover.
There's a few. There's like six guys in Europe.
Delhi. We got
Patty Mills.
Mills. Patty.
Aaron Baines playing. Baines playing.
He's on the bench.
I think Baines is. Yeah, Baines will play. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, what about our draft pick from last year's draft?
Dante Exum's probably not going to play because he's got the knee reconstruction.
We can put Ben down. Put Simo on.
Simmons.
Simo.
Well, so Simo, so Simo. Anyway, it would be it'd be a good team, but it's a really good thing. Anyway, Andrew talks about Steph Curry,
CG
and he says Steph Curry now who?
CG 43. Sneak him in there.
CG 43.
Yeah, Chris Golding, number 43. That's
right.
What they call him.
Yeah, so they
call CG 43.
Yeah, let's get him in there.
He's in there.
Yeah, absolutely, get him in there.
He's a gun.
You got a few guys from Europe as well.
Yeah, okay.
Plenty.
So it's a good team. I mean, when you think about it, one of the things that Bogut said was, look, when I was, he goes, now we've got NBA players. And he goes, there's a level of intimidation when you're going against another nation and you've got a lot of NBA players because everybody knows that's the best competition in the world. And he goes, now we've got five or six guys. So I think it'd be really fun if we can get him to play. But anyway, Steph Curry is just playing at a level like we've never seen. And he set the record today, I think 128 games straight. Mm. He's now hit a three-pointer.
Yep.
He scored 51. The team is 52-5. They are a game ahead of the 72-10 Bulls from 1996.
So is that the best? Is that
they were 51-6 after 57 games. The Warriors are 52-5. I actually bet that they would break the record of 72. I bet this a few weeks ago. They are, it's phenomenal. And you just listen to Andrew talk about it. And I've said for the longest time, I don't think they're going to win the title this year. I think they're going to be up against it because it came really, last year there was a lot of stuff. I think the injuries really hurt Cleveland. But gosh, that is such a, that they're like a well-oiled machine, that team.
That Bill Simmons, I think, was questioning Andrew Bogut about setting some screens that he wasn't too happy with. And Bogut actually said, you know, I only have to give Steph Curry an extra millisecond.
And, that's what he did. You listened to the article or everything as well.
Yeah,
he did. It was quite funny listening to him talk about if Ben Simmons goes to, say, L.A. next year, he says, you know, will you have any hard screens waiting for him? And he says, look, you know, if I get the opportunity, I may have to put him in the first or second row because Bogut would do that to him. But now it was really good to listen. I have not heard an extended interview with Andrew Bogut, and normally he would just mumble and seem really disinterested.
He's great with us on SEN. He's always terrific with us. You don't listen to us enough. You need to listen to us more. So
maybe it's me. Maybe it's me when I listen to him like talk to Andy and Andrew Gaze. You know, maybe it was me. I was still a bit cloudy in the head.
Up.
Maybe that's what that
was.
Yeah,
Leedsy's got his home number right there. He's just standing there. I reckon if Leedsy called him right now, he'd come on. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Actually, no, Mark.
Should we do it?
No, we shouldn't. And it's actually right now, it's 11:20. He'd be sleeping.
It's 11:20.
Yeah, 11:20 p.m. in the West Coast.
Tell me, Salisbury.
A couple of calls in the tick.
The 72-10 Bulls, who have the record, when you match them up to the Warriors of this year, who's the better team? Who would you, if those two teams were to play against each other, now we're talking different generations, we all get that discussion, but who would you think would be the better team?
You know what's funny is Andrew raised a point. I would say, like, my inclination would be to say the Bulls because they did it and they won 6 in 8 years and they were amazing. But Andrew brought up this point. He goes, and I'm guilty of this because he said, you know what, they just shoot a lot of threes and they don't play defense, and then we play defense, and they won a title. And it's like every criticism that the media have put in front of this Warriors squad, they've just brushed it away. So, I mean, my inclination is to say the Bulls because that was the best team I'd ever seen. And that was Jordan at his peak with Pippen.
Longley.
Oh, Horace.
What a man he was.
Well, Ho wasn't on that team. That was
Which one? That was
D. Rodman.
Yeah, Rodman
was the second phase. That was phase
two. Yeah, so Rodman was, Rodman was playing at his best.
Steve Kerr was on that team.
Yeah, ironically, the coach of the Warriors.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, this Warriors team, they are really something special.
Let's take a couple of calls. Bill's in Mentone. G'day, Bill.
Hey guys, I love your show.
Good on you, Billy.
Yeah, Steve, just wanted to ask. I'm looking to go to the US, particularly New York, in December. I'm just wanting to see, when does the schedule for the NFL come out? Do you know?
Yeah, it'll be out in April.
April?
Yeah, they normally release it in April. I that's what they've traditionally done. I'm assuming that hasn't changed. But the next couple months, you should be able to it'll be big news. They'll release it on TV, and it'll probably rate better than most of the NBA playoff games.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the call. You right, Harv?
All good.
Right, good. I sensed a little inconvenience there.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Sean's in North Dandenong. G'day, Sean.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Sean, good, great. Sean.
I think personally that the Warriors might beat the Bulls simply because they seem to have more depth. Now, last year, most of us, including myself, even though I backed them at the start of the year, thought everything went right for the Warriors and well done. But this year they've gotten better. Here's a weird question for you, but I genuinely think that last year's MVP, who probably might get it again this year, he's probably the most improved player in the competition as well. What do you think, Steve?
You're talking about
Steph Curry?
Yeah, he's
improved over last year amazingly. I don't think he's the most improved player in the competition, but, I mean, because he was damn near the best coming into it. But what he's done this year, I mean, I've always said LeBron is the best player in the NBA by a country mile. I mean, he's so much better than everyone else. But, God, Curry does everything. You know, we've never seen a shooter like him. He can literally, this is something that Bill Simmons said. We were never, as basketball fans, we're not used to guys dropping back and just freely launching from 28 feet.
Not from the center.
And he does it. Like
all the
five,
time.
6 feet back of the 3-point line, he's comfortable as anybody doing that. And his ball handling skills are amazing. Normally, you don't get great ball handling with
great shooting.
Great shooting. So he's, And he's and the thing about it, he's only 6'3".
Yeah.
And he looks like he's 17 years old.
And the scouting report, I saw it tweeted, that his scouting report when he's coming from college. It's ridiculous. Well, I'll actually get the scouting report out on Steph Curry. We'll bring that to you soon.
He was chosen, I believe, seventh in that draft.
Adrian in Perth sent a text message Steve.
Good point.
Don't diss Ronald Dale Barassi and then tell a lame-ass fart joke, Yankee. Just remember where you are. Barass is a god here.
He just backed it up, too. First, you have the cracker Barass, and you then idiots. Bogut.
You
this
it,
bloke
you,
has to go.
There's two
you
for you.
Idiots.
Two.
I did not badmouth Barassi.
You're a disgrace.
Blow your own trumpet.
Andrew Bogut props.
He's coming up next.
Screw all of you.
There we go.
Bitch, there you go. I have wrestled with an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail.
My IQ is 188. End of discussion, it's been proven certified genius.
I'm like toilet paper, toothpaste, and certain amenities. I'm proven to be good.
Pretty simple. 9429-1116. Get on the phone.
I done wrestle with an alligator.
And blow your own trump. Just tell us what you're good at.
Could be something with a whale.
With a whale.
Very obscure. Hank obscure is good.
I loved it. He was there ever a better?
No.
I mean, he's the greatest.
Ever.
Seriously.
Ever.
Doesn't even matter what it is.
Ever. And still.
Ollie could do it better than all of us.
Still today.
Still.
He sounds awesome.
That would ruin the segment if he was the best at everything. Just by the way, let's not go there. That would ruin the segment forever, Salisbury.
But even him doing that, I'll tell you what I'm good at.
Yeah, tell me. Please. 9:49, 11:16. We got beer everywhere.
I've got this amazing ability to make people feel at ease and comfortable.
I believe that.
I'm on a plane, probably, I don't know, two.
Is this a dream or?
No. A couple months back.
Right.
Sicily.
And I'm flying, and across from me is this mother with her kid who's about three, right?
Yeah.
And this kid is screaming.
Wailing. Yeah.
He done wrestled with a whale. And this kid is screaming and all upset and everything. I just leaned over and I said, hey, what's going on, little guy? And this kid stops crying. He had this big smile on his face. The mother was just, because the mother was at her wit's end, right? As a mother, you know, it was tough. And
it was tough.
I put this kid at ease, you know? I just got that ability.
Oh, no. Hey. I actually look at you and believe that.
That is something else.
Believe that. Now, I didn't go last week, so I better go this week.
Yes, good.
Yes. You're good at wearing different colored rims on your glasses, because now you've got like a lime green pair of glasses that...
It actually matches my
Let's tweet highlighter. That out. Let's go ahead and tweet
matches
that out
my
real
highlighter.
Quick.
Wait until I get the highlighter.
Six-pack of yarn primers to give away to the best
everywhere. 9:49, 11:16. There's always an awkward moment when there's somebody in the office who stinks.
Yeah.
I'm number one to tell him that guy he stinks.
How do you do that? How do you tactfully do that, though?
I am number one.
Can I just say, I'll endorse this.
I am
as
number
the world's
one.
Greatest you stink fella.
Really? How do you? Who? To whom did you say
you
it?
You got to be nice, but you got to be direct.
Not important who it is.
Give it. You know, seriously, who do you?
Not important who it is.
It does not matter. But it's been a few in this office.
There have been.
And those people, I can tell you this, are eternally grateful for my honesty. It's very important. That you don't go in there with a smart aleck type attitude.
No.
But you have to be direct. You have to look at them in the eye.
Okay, so let's say I came
in here. And you have to say that people are talking about your son.
So I come in here and I smell like I haven't showered in a month.
Oh, you'd have to do it.
How are you going to pull me up?
No, one day is no big deal. One day is
no big deal. But if you stink over and over and over again.
If you are a smelly person and you're getting around and you probably think that you don't stink, send me in. Call me. I can get this done for you.
Put your glasses on.
Thank you, dude.
No, it's a terrific
Thank you.
Skill.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's the bat in the cave situation, isn't it? It's the booger in the nose. Are you that guy that says, hey, you got something just...
Yeah, something on the face. Yeah. Just go wipe it off.
Your fly's open. I had a boss whose fly was open, and I didn't like him.
So and you just let it hang?
Oh, my...
So to speak.
In so many words.
So many words, yeah.
James, who I worked with, and I were looking, we're like, you know, Greg's fly is wide open.
Derm's text in, and I'm yet to tackle that one, Derm. It's fair to say.
I'll give you mine, because I don't think...
Hang on, 9:49, 11:16, we've got six packs of yarn primers absolutely everywhere.
I know that easing kids' pain on a plane is very important.
Yeah, it is.
Huge.
And to update people on their smell is sometimes
on
important
their stink,
too.
I like to call it.
Stink. Well, it's
tell people about their odor, their own stink.
But when you're out there, right, when you have people over to your place,
yeah,
and you are dishing out the drinks, so say you two gentlemen come to my joint,
yeah,
and we're having a wine with dinner.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I will get the three glasses in a row, and I will pour three glasses, and they will be
perfectly
aligned.
Really? Wow.
Across.
Like, yep. Level. Like level worthy.
Yep.
You get a level, wow, out, get a ruler out.
You can do what you like. You'll find they're all the same.
Oh, that's good work.
That's a great gift. I rate myself in that ability.
I rate that. Well done to you, sir.
Now, that is a good one.
I can do it. Let's get to our listeners. Craig's in Montrose. What are you good at, Craig?
Good evening, guys. What have you done to Lucy? He's in hysterics.
he's having a good time.
He's lost the plot. He's drinking, Craig. He's drinking on the job.
Heavily.
It's a disgrace.
Boys, I let the cat out of the bag. I'm good at professional wrestling. Wrestling name's Pitbull Craig Cole. I am the current Warzone wrestling champion and have held a few other titles as well, too. You can hit me up on Facebook, Pitbull Craig Cole. So there you go.
I bet I could take you, Craig.
What's your move? Have you got a move?
Yeah, my finishing move is the spear and a running power slam as well, too.
A running power slam. So that's off the turnbuckle. You off the ropes. They're coming at you at speed, and you just flip them over. Is that right?
Oh, no, put them up onto your shoulder, take a run, jump in the air, and then slam them on the ground.
Oh, wow. I don't want to be that guy.
Nice.
Well done, Craig. Taking on Pitbull Craig. Was his name? Pitbull?
I don't know. I've forgotten already.
He's from
pretty
Montrose.
Good, though. It was pretty good. We've got to move on. Sorry.
The spear. He goes down with the spear.
A couple of people. They all came late. What about Doom?
What about the Derminator? Just coming in late there. That's easy, half. Anyone can do that. Just fill them all the way to the top. Then
makes
they're all the same.
That makes sense also.
Thank you, Dermot.
Hey, A-Hole of the Week and the NT News, the Northern Territory News, read by Steve Salisbury, still to come. But let's get the latest from BT.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Can we play that again? I like that intro. One more time.
Pardon my French,
turn the music down. This near enough is good enough has got to stop. Come on. Turn the music down and play the intro.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Should we recount for everybody what movie that is?
We've got to have this meeting.
Hey, well,
Ferris Bueller's
Day
Off.
We spoke about it in Pub Talk. Oh, it's 30th year anniversary this week for that movie.
Is it really?
And it's one of the movies that you, if it comes on, you will watch to the end.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Every single time.
I've seen the movie probably 20 times. I could quote lines throughout it. It's a great guy
Before
film.
Before you get going, just off the SMS, I'm telling you, lads, Steve's voice does make me relax. There you go. That's true.
You've got support.
You do. I believe.
Who said that? Let me give that person a call. Give that person a call.
Yeah, we've got the number.
Hi,
we don't know
Steve.
Who it is.
Steve from SCN. You're
just making the Monash
How's your
bearable.
Day going? How's your day going? How is work today?
Who's the A-hole
of the week,
man?
Well, it's interesting you bring up Ferris Bueller. Ooh. It's not Ferris Bueller, but Ferris Bueller went to a Cubs game.
He did.
That's right. The Cubs have not won a title since 1908.
I wanted them to win last year.
It's 108 years since they last won a World Series.
So you reckon they're due?
Yet. The A-hole of the week, I do reckon they're due. The A-hole of the week are the odds makers. Because the odds makers have installed?
Yeah, you can say that.
The Chicago Cubs as odds on favorites to win the 2016 World Series at 4-1. Now, I went back and I looked. 10% of the time that Vegas says a team's going to win the World Series, they do. The Cubs haven't won it since 1908. They got the curse of the billy goat working against them. Mm. And those a-holes in Vegas say they're a 4-1 odds. There's no way in hell it's going to happen because of that. It's an even year anyway. The Giants are going to do it. But the A-hole of the week, this week, oddsmakers in Vegas.
Pardon
if the Cubs are going to do it, let them do
it. But you're an asshole.
That's better.
That was good stuff right there.
That was good stuff.
Do you know in the U.S. when I did it, we cannot use the word A-hole?
Why not?
Well, just because it's
the full word or the A-hole abbreviated
version? Well,
A-hole,
you could use A-hole, but you know what? We'd get a call from management.
We probably did.
What would they say?
Listen, you know, the listeners don't like listening to that.
We prefer not to take those calls.
The listeners don't like listening to
That's
that.
That's fair enough.
If you ever drop an F-bomb, Steve,
No bombs.
There's none of that going on.
You are in trouble.
Hey, news just in. Ferris Bueller is on tonight, 7:30.
What channel?
It doesn't tell me.
So is Contact. Contact on tonight.
What's Contact?
If you like aliens or thought of aliens being out there, Contact's on tonight.
So seriously, you've got the option. You're sitting there. It's you and no one else.
Yep. Contact or Ferris?
Yeah, come on.
Contact every day.
Oh, get out of here. So
every day.
I'm calling
day.
It Bulldust, mate.
Yes.
Bulldust,
hey,
mate.
Where was it?
Where did Bulldust go to that?
Well, I'm there sure
no
it was on
way
our rundown
you would pick,
today.
You couldn't pick. The only thing you could pick other than Ferris Bueller would be, I could go Scarface. Scarface is good.
It didn't make the Lazy Susan table, Scarface. Mm. It was a nomination. 9-3, 9 go, I think it is tonight, they're telling me. Chris in Donvale. Thank you.
All right,
Chris.
Beautiful. Right. Looking good forward stuff. To that. Have your kids seen it yet?
No, Ferris?
No. My kids aren't up to it yet.
No, not yet.
They'll understand soon.
All in good time.
I don't want my kids to know that we actually, what do you call it here, wagged school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What did you call it?
Skipped.
Skipping. Yeah. Skipped cutting. School. Cutting school. Oh, skipping school.
Wag is such a better word.
Wag.
Yeah.
Do you ever wag?
Yeah.
We all wag.
I used to live at
I
the back of
school. I first
wagged
at 14.
So I would go, and my mother knows this. We were talking about this on Sunday. Actually.
Interestingly, never been caught wagging either.
No, I've never been caught. I would live at the back of the school, about 300 metres from the back of the school.
Yeah.
And I would go to school. Mum would go to work. I'd just come back home.
So, what happened with class?
What
happened?
What were they doing? I was wagging. I was going back to bed. I was playing computer games.
You wagged and went back to bed.
Absolutely.
No Ferris Bueller action at all. Getting in a Ferrari and cruising around.
I was 15.
Going to the greatest restaurant in history.
I was 15.
What do you reckon Ferris was? He was like 16
Ferris
years
was
old.
Driving the car.
Yeah, that was good. That
you
was
wag
a really...
school to sleep.
Yeah, man. And I'd do it again today.
Now, listen, just off the SMS, if you ever wag school, what did you do?
Give us
because
something,
no one wags school to sleep. Except
rubbish.
For you.
That is garbage.
Except for you.
Year 11 and 12, a lot of growing going on in the body, a lot of fatigue.
Really?
I remember, I was elite at the time. Elite.
Are you? No, you were an elite junior.
Where'd you
footballer.
Go to school? You were out in Greensboro.
You were.
Right?
At Bandura Parade College, the mighty Parade College.
Parade?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any records on the wall?
You're not
Parade?
Too impressed about that, are
you? No, I am. It's a great school.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to talk about it. It'll take us a while to get through them. That's what I talk about.
Can we get to the Northern Territory news, please?
From the newspaper that brought you the headlines, Why I've Got a Cracker Up McClacker, Fish Eats Croc, and Catnappers Shave My Pussy, it's Steve Salisbury with the latest from the top end.
Why? Why would those catnappers shave their pussy? Why? Why would they do that?
That's a great
question.
What
the hell is wrong with them?
It's a great question.
God.
Who takes clippers with them?
Crazy.
That's nuts, isn't it?
Just steal the cat. That's all you're going to do.
I got good news.
Just steal it, and that's it.
This is just off the wire.
Oh, dear.
This is news breaking stuff, right?
Oh,
here.
We got one.
Oh, this is
breaking news. Yes, yep.
Oh, right. News breaking.
For anyone who was wondering, the
come on,
Salisbury's lost it. We've never
What's
had that
wrong
happen.
With you?
It's never
worth
had
it. Where's the calming voice?
I promise you, this is worth it.
He's lost it already.
Come
on,
Steve.
You just calm yourself. We'll just pad for a little bit here.
All
we'll
right.
tell you the score is 2-1 at Melbourne City. They're trailing Wellington over there in Wellington.
Take us through a few
in.
Of those parade stories you got half.
In case you
looks like we got a bit of time.
In case you guys are wondering, the blockbuster world title, Burpoff.
Sorry,
what? No, start again. Give us a sweeper. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's start.
Can we start?
From the start.
You know, I'm going to walk across the street and come back in.
There we go.
From the newspaper that brought you the headlines, Why I've Got a Cracker Up McClacker, Fish Eats Croc, and Catnappers Shave My Pussy, it's Steve Salisbury with the latest from the top end.
I'm still curious.
Gentlemen.
Yep.
Blockbuster world title Burpoff may be held in Darwin.
Sorry. The world title what?
Burpoff.
There's not a world championship.
There is. And Nev Sharp of Humpty Doo.
Hang on.
Nev Sharp of
Humpty
Doo
reckons he's got the world's loudest burp, and he's contacted Guinness Book of World Records.
Is Humpty Doo a
to
suburb?
To formally test the burp it that is. Previously read 113 decibels on his phone app.
Right.
And the world record is 109 decibels.
Humpty Doo is a suburb.
Yeah.
Can you look up Darwin suburbs, please, and see what else we get out of this?
Because I've got more important things to
Nev
look up.
Nev
Sharp
of
Humpty Doo reckons he has the world's loudest burp. And he's actually contacted the Guinness Book of World Records to formally test the burp that previously read 113 decibels on his phone app. Because I don't know if you guys realize this, but the previous world record for loudest burp was 109 decibels.
Right, okay. So he reckons he's 113 on his phone. I've just Googled, you but Google Humpty Doo, Marco. I've been Googling decibel equals. Now, I've got a decibel comparison chart here. Just for those playing along at home, a telephone dial tone is 80 decibels.
Seems like it's going to actually, gentlemen, it seems like it's actually going to be held at the Darwin venue Monsoons is probably where you're going to
It's a great venue. A jackhammer at 50 feet is 95 decibels. A hand drill is 98 decibels.
Right.
A power saw at 3 inches is 110 decibels. And sandblasting and a loud rock concert is 115 decibels. And you're telling me Nev Marsh Sharp from Humpty Doo reckons he's got a rock concert coming out of his gob.
Yeah, well, responding to the news that Mr. Sharp had marginally eclipsed the world record, Mr. Hun, a guy called Mr. Hun, recorded an even louder burp at 117.9 decibels. 117.9 decibel burp.
Well, that's just before, according to this chart, pain begins.
Really?
That is just before pain begins.
Well, in your ears.
Yep. So
in your
loud.
Ears.
Well, clearly.
Mr. Hun's burp was so loud.
A jet engine is 140 decibels at 100 feet.
It's being touted because this fellow, he's an Englishman called Paul Hun. Mm. And Paul Hun is actually known worldwide as the Burper King. Obviously, Belch
so is
aficionados
it
would know this. So it's actually being touted as the Belching Ashes. Plans are underway, including for the two men to complete for an inaugural world title belt.
Belt!
And an undercard featuring male and female competitors.
Oh.
Get your asses up to Monsoons in Darwin. It's going off.
Eddie says the Humpty Doo pub has the best counter meal in Darwin off the SMS.
I saw someone else. They know this Humpty Doo. It's between Darwin and Kakadu.
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp is committed to the NT News title bout. He said he'd taken his newfound fame in stride and was impressed with Mr. Hun's latest burp.
We should do an OB from Humpty Doo pub.
Let's do it. When they do that, can we get up there?
Yeah.
The three of us, let's go up to Humpty Doo. We could sit there and
I want to meet Nev Sharp.
Nev Sharp and Paul Hun, the Englishman. The burping ashes, people.
No, I'm only going to Humpty Doo if the belching tournament is up there.
It is.
Is it
what's
official
gonna be,
or is it
at, at Monsoons?
It's going to be at Monsoons, which is actually in Darwin.
Wow, it's close enough.
Well, let's go.
Let's go.
It'd be silly not to.
How good is that, though?
Steve. You have a very soothing voice.
I appreciate
that. We'll
see
you next week.
Yeah, it sounds good. Everybody, you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Weekend forecast is next.
Take care of yourselves.